CliffCentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man the Ad-Man, and we're back once again. It's another Wednesday. So now it's been another fantastic week of advertising. Shit has gone down. But we'd be remiss to not talk about what's all just gone down in the past couple of hours. I try not to delve too much into the political side of these things, but what the hell, man? America, are you guys smoking some good things out there? I mean, what the fuck? But you know what? At the same time, you know, we all sit here and you go through Twitter and you go through Facebook and people are talking about how, yeah, but you guys voted, there are people who voted Zuma twice into office, so this shouldn't scare you guys. Of course it should scare us. All of us. All of it should scare all of us all the time. The fact that we voted for this guy twice into parliament or into presidency, and the fact that these guys just voted for Trump to be the president. I mean, this is the guy who ran The Apprentice. And I mean, all you have to do is just go to YouTube. Check out The Apprentice, the Celebrity Apprentice with this guy, and just kind of get an understanding of exactly how this man conducts himself. And you'll actually understand just how much of a mess they're in. Samuel L. Jackson at some point said that if Donald Trump becomes president, he's going to move to SA. I happen to know a good few PNPs. But even before PNPs, I know a few guys. There are some rooms in Mirrorlands that I know about that they're letting go. A good garage. If you know the prices of a garage where Samuel L. Jackson can live at, give me up. Hit me up on at Blaxem. That's at BLAXEM. And let's talk about how we can rebrand ourselves to be more inviting to the Americans that are obviously going to be coming out this way to live with us, because it's going to get all kinds of fucked up where they live right now. But it's okay. We'll wait with bated breath, as they say, to see how that pans out. But I think we all have kind of an idea of how that's going to turn out. I mean, this is the guy who said he's going to grab people by the pussy. I mean, guys, it's funny that I should say that, because you'll see how that makes sense later in the show. But except you're not going to call it by that Chris name. We're going to call it by another name. But it makes no sense. It makes no sense that a guy who says he wants to grab people by the vagina is the kind of guy who, you know what I mean? But yeah, guys, yeah, maybe let's not vent. Let's leave Brand America alone. They've been doing this for a while, and hopefully they'll be able to get themselves out of this mess. We all anticipate there'll be a mess, but maybe there's some surprises in there. Maybe there's something, some tricks that he has up his sleeves that are gonna make us go, you know what, we were sorry, Mr. Trump. You're more than just the orange. You actually have new ideas of how to run this place. But you know what? Somehow, I completely doubt it. But let's move on to kind of more pressing brand issues. If you've been following me on Facebook or on Twitter, you'll know that the G-Man Hawks have been working hard. The G-Man Hawks, they go digging, boy. And we've got a scoop for you guys today. For those of you guys who might also, you know, have a firm ear on the ground, also know that that the G-Man Hawks are constantly looking for new stuff, you know. So we have a platform where, you know, if you think that there's some stuff that the Hawks should know about, you can email me anonymously and we will investigate your alleged scoop. And if you find that you are right, you know, we might give you a shout out and we'll actually start to say your name. But if you don't want, because you know, you're scared of getting bad briefs from now on because you gave us a scoop about your agency. If you don't want to just do things in scoop specs, then we won't mention your name. You know, then we'll just you know, say anonymously, we know that so and so punched someone in the boardroom, or so and so is leaving for rival agency. So you know what I mean? But the Hawks are very capable. They're not the Hawks, the G-Man Hawks. The other Hawks we can't talk about lest we get lifestyle audited. But the Hawks have been working hard, and we've got a real scoop for you guys. In the next couple of minutes, we're gonna be making a phone call to the people that are about said scoop, and then they will tell you themselves. But you know what? I wanna just take it easy for a little bit, you know, and then talk about some of the stuff that's been happening in the ad world. So there've been some moves around, but in fact, no. Before we talk about those moves, we you know, last week we were remiss to not talk about the brand Casper on your vest. I mean, I feel like the dust has settled, and it feels like it's a week and a half later, and maybe we should let this thing go because, you know, it's happened. But you know what? Fuck that shit. That guy is dope. You know, like you can't, whether you hate his music or whether you hate the man, you can't put down the level of cojones on this bad boy. This guy filled up Orlando Stadium more than Orlando Pirates ever could. You know, he essentially just took people who never thought that they would end up going to a local hip hop act in the middle of a stadium, in the middle of Soweto, and they jam packed that entire place. And from what I hear, it was an amazing experience. The production quality was on point, and he's gotten brands on board as well. So the brand Casper on your vest is actually doing a whole lot for the category that is SA hip hop, where sponsorships like MTN who come on board and have joined up with SA hip hop and essentially just propped this entire thing up, which also might have led to, well, whether directly linked or not, it leads to people like AKA having these great deals with brands like Cruise Vodka. Amazing stuff. So I think it's insane. It's really, really cool what Casper has managed to do, and we have to give Casper his props for that. Because there's no way, there we go. Yeah, there's absolutely no way that Casper that the whole of SA would have seen this coming. So shout out to Casper. We're gonna try at some point to get him onto the show, see what he has to say about this, and see and tell us how he's developed the brand. And I know that some cats out there are very, very keen to hear from Casper. And I know Sia Scoops Muloy, you love yourself some Casper Novest, boy. And I'll see if I can get you a ticket to the show when Casper is here. So you know you can have yourself a great field trip if the traffic lady will let you go. So let's get into it now. So you know. I'm gonna make this phone call to the guys over at where the scoop is coming from. So you know we always talk about how it's important for us to kind of celebrate the victories and because you know we talk about small businesses and young businesses that are starting up in the industry and when they make big strides we want to be first to applaud and congratulate these bad boys. So I want to you guys to kind of you know, I know I've kept you guys waiting for a while. I mean, I've gotten threatening emails, I've gotten SMSs that are asking me what the fuck. And you know, I'm gonna get that out the way first before I get to speak to my guests. I have some very interesting guests with me today. But let me ease your chest pains first. You know, before we get into that, and then we can move on. But you do want to stick around for the conversation I'm having with my guest today, because let's just say that a lot of us. I mean, there's a word that I've just said in the past 24 hours. I think I've said more of it in the past 24 hours than I've said in my whole life. And I think that's also part of the issue. You know, a part of the issue is the fact that, you know, we struggle with saying some words, you know, but you know, we don't struggle to get up in it. You know what I mean? But I think you might have actually already figured out exactly what it is I'm talking about. But it's gonna be a dope show. So once we've spoken up to these guys, once you start chatting to my guests that are in the studio already, hit me up at Blaxem at BLAXEM on Twitter or at CliffCentral.com and tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about the Casper on your vest thing. Tell me how you think Brand America. How you guys going to do with the Man of the Year? Yeah, Donald Trump is your Man of the Year right now, and I'm very worried about you guys. I love you, know. But Donald Trump is your Man of the Year, and how do we feel about that? How do we think that's going to pan out? Okay, you know what? It's cool. What we're gonna do is, and it seems to be a bit of a technical glitch with the guys on the other end of the line. So it's not me; it's them that are making you wait a little bit. So let's get into it. Let me chat to my guests, and if we happen to find that our guys, you know, they emerge from wherever they are at some point, we will cut to them. We'll have a chat with them, and then, you know, our conversation will carry on. So, you know, every time we speak about, you know, the relations between men and women or women and women, you know, the word vagina never comes up. We all have different phrases and words that we use in order to kind of you know, shield ourselves from actually saying the word vagina, right? You know, like I said, you know, Trump says he wants to grab people by the pussy. But you know, I feel like there's a level of respect that we have to give to the female form, and also just probably just comes from a lack of understanding. You know, we just don't actually understand this whole thing. You know, the sex ed class that we've had before, you know, where people are taught, you know, things that obviously, according to a lot of women, a lot of guys have forgotten, you know, in how this precious flower works. See, I said flower. I couldn't even say vagina. How this precious flower works. And today my guests are all about that. They're all about making sure that we're all just gonna get comfortable in talking about how everything works, right? I feel like I'm Dr. Eve. You know, we're just going to delve into, but it's all about branding. You know, this show is still about advertising, and I feel like what's going to help me throughout this entire hour is just reminding myself that this is still about branding. You know, no, or quite anything except for the fact that this is still about branding. So in the studio with me today are two dynamic women who are working on one of them is shyer than the other, but. But we've got two dynamic women in the studio, in that we're going to be talking about something called the Vagina Varsity. I mean, guys, hey, talk about a school that a lot of us should have been to, the Vagina Varsity. You know, and in the studio with me are Kerry Hibbert, from Network BBDO. What's up, Kerry? How
are
you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Cool. Shout out Network BBDO.
Boo!
That's what's up. And I've got Juliet Honey with me. Yeah, what's up? What's up, Juliet Honey?
Yay! Say hi, Jamie.
Yeah, she's sitting there in the background. She's the shy one, you know. I mean, I thought that in this quest for us to, you know, make sure that people stop being shy about talking about vaginas. You know, we'd all just be talking, but it's okay. So yeah, Kerry.
Hi.
What's up? Talk to me about the Vagina Varsity. What's the Vagina Varsity? Tell me.
I'm so excited that you actually said Vagina Varsity. You've said vagina about 12 times while I've been sitting here. So I'm really impressed.
What you don't know is that what this melanin helps me with is that you don't see the blush.
I don't, no.
You know, but actually inside there.
Are you cringing?
I'm burgundy. No. I'm not cringing. I'm all kinds of blushing. But I'm happy. I'm happy that we're talking about vaginas because I actually quite enjoy talking about vaginas. Yeah.
So Vagina Varsity, it's a campaign by Le Breast? Yeah, they used to be the old lifestyle brand.
Ah, so
they changed the name to Le Breast. They make
the tampon and pads people.
Yeah, they don't make tampons, they just make pads and liners.
Ah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's something I say a lot as well, pads and liners. Yeah.
You're doing so well. Right, so they basically have this massive mission. They're a challenger brand in the market. You know, they're number 5 out of 5, really.
Really? There are that many brands of this stuff?
Yes.
When I say this stuff, it's because I don't understand it. It's not that I look down on it in any way. I'm sorry. There are that many brands. I didn't realize.
There's that many pad brands. There's obviously more when you go into the tampon space.
Right.
Le Breast players, and you know, they are a challenger brand in that space.
Mm.
And for them to actually have said, we want to take on this massive mission to break the taboos on female bodies.
Right.
And that's huge for a brand to do. It's really work that creates some sort of dent. And when I say, what are the taboos, you know, you might wonder, what are these taboos on female bodies? Female bodies are amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously, they are amazing. But women and men are not allowed to say the word vagina. They're not allowed to talk about looking after their vagina, what to do if something is a bit wrong. We talk about things like discharge and keeping it clean and being healthy. And look at your face. You can't see his face guys, but he's smiling.
I'm smiling because I feel like we're not having these conversations enough.
We're not having the conversations at all.
Yeah.
And that's really the problem. And I mean, you said it before, you called it a flower. It's a cookie, a honey pot, a vajayjay. We've got all sorts of euphemisms that
honey
we
pot,
use.
Yes.
And it's enough. It's enough.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this course is basically designed for people to sign up. You go up onto vaginavarsity.co.za, you put your name and your email in there, you get a month of content that our amazing Jules and Annette have made back at the office.
Oh yeah. So I can sign up to this Vagina Varsity.
Sign up.
And I could be a guy.
Yeah, we welcome all the gentle brothers.
Okay, cool. Nothing wrong, gentle brothers. Get in there. Vagina, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get a daily lesson, basically,
which takes you on how.
So there's a whole course that we've been able to make with a psychosexual consultant called Avery Spilker.
Right.
She's done the whole curriculum with us, and the whole point is to move you from a vagina owner to a vagina expert in just 4 weeks.
Wow. See, that sounds amazing. For me, see, that sounds dope. I feel like there are a whole lot of people out there, including one of my producers, Mr. Chedza Quinchetto, who likes to make it seem like he understands vaginas, you know? But he doesn't even own one. But he likes to come out there and say that, you know, he's an expert on vaginas. But you are creating more Chedzas, essentially, more vagina experts.
And you love him, don't you?
I understand him. But to what end? I mean, what are we essentially trying to get people to feel, to get people to know about vaginas?
We're trying to give people the permission to talk about their bodies in a way that isn't sexual or pornographic or dirty.
Yeah.
We're also trying to get rid of any myths and legends surrounding the female body. So, you know, it's not this mysterious place where nobody knows what happens or nobody knows how to care for yourself.
That's right.
So permission and space, and also to give people the language.
Right.
So, you know, Avery speaks, she told us about this amazing experience that she had about 2 years ago. She went to a crime colloquium in KZN.
Yeah.
And the findings were that women, and especially young women, don't have the language to talk about what happens to them when it comes to sexual violence. So they were saying things like, he put batteries in my dustbin, or he watered my flower. And there's no way for these women to talk about what actually happened to them. So in a country where we are experiencing massive amounts of sexual violence, you know, we don't need that. We don't need the barrier to entry. We don't need to have any mysteries.
I'm still stuck at batteries in my dustbin.
I know.
Like,
it's crazy,
that imagery is insane.
Yeah.
And obviously because the relationship with sexuality is obviously that. You know, I am one of those people that believe that, you know, there are a whole bunch of theories about HIV pandemic and all that. I think that I'm one of those people who believe that one of the biggest reasons it's this big in Africa is because we have such a weird relationship with conversations about sex.
Yes.
Right. So even when people kind of need to know some things, they don't actually get all the information because they don't actually can't speak to people older than them about sex, because it still feels like, no, I can't go and talk to my parents about a vagina. I'm just going to talk about, you know, batteries and dustbins.
Right.
Whereas, as opposed to if we were having the conversations more frequently, even the people who are infected can actually start getting help because we actually start to talk about sex.
Precisely. You know? I mean, imagine if we had the language. You know, sex ed would be not cringeworthy.
Yeah.
You know, women and men would be able to talk to their children about this stuff.
That's right.
So essentially, that's what we're trying to do, is just break the silence.
Yeah. That's actually really, really cool. See, and I think, you know, for me, it also touches on a very, very important part of this conversation that I know affects a lot of people in, like, kind of rural schools and even in some schools in the township not very far from where we are right now, where you know, people are missing school, and I've heard the stats, and they're scary of the amount of girls that are missing school because they just actually cannot get, like, you know, like sanitary toweling, or they can't get tampons or whatever, and the fact that is not a conversation, you know. And so are there any things that the brand, or is, oh wait, let me take a step back to a more fair version of this question. is this another way that the brand is trying to get people to have the conversation so we can start dealing with those issues?
So I'm glad that you brought it up. I mean, the fact that women or girls miss school is enormously important. Not just that they are missing school because they don't have pads, even if they, you know, they're using cloth, they're using cotton wool, they're using newspaper, like, they're getting infections.
Sure.
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
So Libres does recognize the importance of that, and they committed actually during this campaign to donate 500,000 rand worth of sanitary wear to rural under-resourced schools. Yeah.
Look at that. That's dope.
Hey, getting applause again.
Shout out, Libres. That's dope.
So that's going to be happening in the first term of next year.
Okay.
And we're already working with schools in Joburg and Gauteng. They've got they've already got a program going where they're teaching girls about periods and period care. But even after an extensive lesson, the girls still have so many questions.
That's right. That's right.
Right? So we recognize the importance of it, and Libres wants to take it into more under-resourced or underprivileged schools.
Yeah.
So take the pads there, but not just dash and run.
That's right.
So give the pads,
like, a sustainable tool.
A sustainable tool. So we're working with NGOs and our school partner at the moment to see how we can really make a sustainable impact.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. That is so awesome. Guys, I'm still talking to Kerry Hibbard out here on cliffcentral.com. It's G-Man the ad man. Send me your comments on Facebook and on Twitter. Any questions you have for Kerry, you know, that's at Blaxem, at BLAXEM, or at cliffcentral.com. Now, I think that this is a very, very important conversation, and I want to know what kind of content is on this Vagina Varsity. Now, I know Gina, you said you don't want to say much, right? You don't want to say much, right? But okay, so tell us, Kerry, like what kind of content am I going to find then? When I get onto the site, mm-hmm. what am I going to find? Am I going to find, you know, pictures
a
of big vaginas?
Vagina.
Pictures of vaginas. Right?
No, so look, maybe
damn it.
That's the wrong side.
Oh, this one is safe for work.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So, look, essentially, we've actually discovered that women do not like talking about periods or vaginas on social media. I know we all love being on social media, but actually,
we never get to talk about periods.
We don't want to talk about it, okay? So, we noticed on our Facebook that women weren't sharing, they're not keen to share. Mm. And so, we had to devise a way to give people the content that they're looking for in a way that they preferred.
Right.
So, the whole campaign is actually email driven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you just go onto the website, janavarsity.co.za, name, email, it's totally free, and you get the content. So the kind of content that we're talking about is stuff that's related to your physiology,
right?
Your care of your vagina, and then things related to your vagina. So in the first week, guys, you're smiling again.
No, but I like this. But I thoroughly enjoy this. I want to care for my vagina.
Oh, you're so amazing. So the first week is the basics in week one. So that's what we're talking about. The very first episode is about reclaiming the word vagina. So it's called Say Hey to Your Vajay.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer, actually? We've got pop culture as our presenters. They're fantastic.
I have seen the trailer. I've watched it a couple of times. I'll let you know.
It's hilarious.
It's really dope.
They're really cool. So pop culture, Nwabi and Timmy come out and they just drop some real talk for us. It's amazing. So anyway, so it's all about sort of taking the word back, you know, what things are called. Then we do the outside bits, the inside bits, and then periods and pads. That's what we're going to talk about in the first week. And it's amazing. I mean, do you know what a fourchette is?
A fourchette?
Mm.
I don't know. Do you know what a fourchette is?
We don't know either. We're also learning it.
Yeah?
So it's I think, Jules, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the piece just after your vagina opening.
The piece after your vagina opening.
The bottom piece. Guys, you need to sign up.
The bottom piece of the vagina opening. I don't think we should call it a piece.
The bottom section
of the vagina opening.
Mm.
Okay, what's it called? A fourchette.
A fourchette. And then there's the taint. Do you know what a taint is?
I've been tainted before.
So I think, is it Tembi that goes, she's got this fantastic line. She goes, it's called your taint because it ain't your anus and it ain't your vagina.
Oh, I know what the taint is.
It's the space between.
It's the perineum. Uh-huh. It's the perineum and guys. It's the space between, you know, your balls and
That's
your asshole.
It.
That's it. Yeah, see? Guys, we've said vagina, balls, asshole. I mean, guys, I mean, talk about unradio, unscripted. You know what I mean? I mean, there's no Claudia here to tell us what to do.
This is actually the perfect place to talk about it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Really great.
Claudia will just tell us, guys, you know, vagina, taint. Yeah.
So that's the first week. So you learn all about sort of what things are called, which is really great. And then you move on to the second week, which is, I think, the novice section. Hey, Jules?
Yeah.
So novice. And that's when you learn about hygiene, about discharge, when to see the gynae, what to expect, because everyone's like, gynae!
Yeah.
It's not difficult. It's not scary. We sort of take away any of the fear.
Yeah.
And then we move on to the third week, which is all about STIs and contraception. And then we move on to the fourth week, which is quite fun, which is all about decorating down there. Because let's be real, that is also a question that many people have.
Hey, all the way from the landing strip,
you know,
to vajazzling, right? That's what they call it. Vajazzling.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you. I'm all about just understanding everything, you know, that comes with the vagina, because you know, just in case I encounter one,
right?
That's vajazzled. I must know not to think that is some kind of STD. Because just imagine if you don't know,
no.
to expect a shiny thing on a vagina, and then you're like, you know,
right?
You know what I mean?
What are you gonna do? You need to be informed.
But but I mean, I want to know though. Like, it feels like it should be primarily aimed at women,
mm-hmm.
but how much of the male intake uptake are you hoping to get from this, and how important do you think that part's going to be?
Look, so I suppose because this is a branding show, I can get technical, which is quite cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
But we are primarily targeting women.
Okay.
So we talk to them on Facebook and YouTube. But of course, it's going to be spill over to our male friends.
Right.
And that's totally fine. We're just not aiming it directly at them in terms of targeting.
Right.
But again, especially on Twitter, we've had a lot of guys who are quite keen.
Like, yeah.
You know, we've got the one guy who sort of, every time he completes a quiz, oh, because there's quizzes at the end of every week.
All right, like a vagina tweet. Quiz.
Yeah, exactly. So you can
like
check.
How well do I know a vagina?
Exactly. That's dope. And you can sort of, you know, answer the question and see if you can move on to the next stage, essentially. But there's a guy, and every time he finishes the quiz, he lets us know, and he tells his friends. I mean, some of his friends have asked if we're paying him. If we don't have money, we're not paying you. So guys are really taking it up. And then also, we've got Yusuf Abramji on board as well.
Oh, that's so dope.
Yeah.
He's into vaginas too, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So we were really scared in the beginning that we'd have a massive...
There's Chesa, the guy I told you about. He just walked in.
Oh, hey.
The guy who says he knows all about vaginas.
I'm going to come test you later.
Yeah. And Kat's here from Ari's show. She heard we were talking about vaginas, so she came running in here as well.
She's like, no.
So you say this guy does these quizzes and he thinks he's gonna get money for it.
Well, he's not, unfortunately for him. but like I was saying, Yusuf Abramji is on board now as well, and we have this 18-page crisis document. I mean, I'm sure anyone who's worked on risky campaigns can know there needs to be this stuffing huge response matrix. You know, what if things go wrong? And when Yusuf came on board, it was suddenly this amazing. Suddenly there was this light, like maybe we won't have to use that. He's a conservative, like Muslim guy, you know, an older man, and he's supporting us. So we haven't had to dive into our response matrix at all yet, which is amazing.
Anyway, so I think that's really, really cool, you know, because you know, in the dispelling of all those myths and all that, and I think it's very, very important. I think it's hella important that this conversation comes up. And yes, actually, what I want to do is, I want to, you know, we have to do the ad break thing, you know, being an ad show as well. So we're gonna do an ad break and then we're gonna play another song. But what I want to do is, I want you guys to kind of walk us through how this campaign has arrived to where it is. Because, you know, I mean, there's obviously like kids who are, you know, just starting up in the game as well. You know, also there are adults who are just starting up in the game who would be very interested in, just like you said, now you have this 18-page dossier that is like, you know, what to do, what not to do, and how you guys have found working on the campaign up until now. All right, so check this out. This is your boy G-Man the Ad-Man, all up in the vagina, yo, but in a very good way, obviously. Hit me up. That scoop is still coming up. I think we've located our guys. I think we're going to be able to talk to them after the break. Give me your comments on at Blaxem, at BLAXEM, or at CliffCentral.com. Cheese is here. Once again, you can hit him up as well. Ask him about his vagina monologues as well. We're going to be back after this track and after this ad. What's your scoop? G-Man the Ad Man. Boom.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agents. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the Ad Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, it's your man, G-Man, the Ad Man. And I just did on cliffcentral.com. And we're back. I'm still hanging out with Kerry Hibbert of the Vagina Varsity, and Juliet Honey's still out there in the background. She's still coaching from the background. You know, when you're in a boxing match, there's your cut man in the background. Every time in between rounds, you go, okay, am I doing okay? You know, and he says, no, just jab, just keep jabbing. But apparently Kerry's doing well. She's jabbing away. I've got a comment here from Mabutu Tege. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, and he says, I hope Trump is listening so he can learn more about that wonderful thing you're discussing. Such glossary. Amazing. Teach me. Well, Robert Tuteke, we're here for you, boy. Kerry's here with the information. I'm here with the information. I've got all types of information right now. But yeah, that's amazing. Now, so So we're here now, and we track down those cats. Kerry, I'm gonna let these guys interrupt you for a little bit, but we're gonna be back. You and I are gonna be back. But yeah, so that scoop I've been telling you guys about. So you guys, I'm gonna let you guys calm yourself down. On the line with me right now is Gola. Gola Nosa of one of the friends of the show, one of the big friends of the show, being the agency The Odd Number. Gola, are you on the line? Are you on the line there, brother?
I'm definitely on the line. Grant, how are you doing?
What's up? I'm good, man. You sound like you're in a boardroom there. It's quiet. You also sound slightly nervous. Yeah? Don't be nervous, Popo.
No, I actually had to park on the side of the road to take the call.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. No, not in a boardroom.
Oh, okay. That Colin also for you people out there. He's busy, always driving somewhere. And but what's important though is what he's going to tell us. A couple of weeks ago he got into that car of his and they drove to a pitch presentation, they've got news for us. Gola, do you wanna tell us what's up, son?
Yeah, well, we recently were announced as the lead agency for one of Heineken's innovation brands.
Boom.
So it is a four way pitch against some of the big boys, some of the bigger boys, Fox P2,
that's what's up,
Tekken, YNR, Merlin Lowe, etc. And we managed to put up a good showing and we won.
That's what's up, guys. That you just heard that right. Yeah. You just heard that right. Gola Nosa just announced to you on G-Man, the Admin show, that they just got the Heineken account and beat a whole bunch of other motherfuckers out there. Well, a whole bunch of agencies out there. We are so excited for you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Check
this
out. What's up,
thank
man?
You. Thank you.
That is dope, man. That is really, really big news. I mean, I know that you obviously can't say everything all at once now.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
But I mean, how much can you tell us? You know, what does this mean? When does the work start? You know, come on, tell me.
Yeah. So you're right. I mean, I can't say much right now. We're still in the contracting sort of phase.
Yeah.
But give us another week or so. We'll definitely make time to come through to the show, and we can sort of get into detail about what's expected of us, what our plans are around the brand. But at this point, it's probably best not to say much.
My man.
But just to enjoy the win.
Hey, yeah, man, you guys are the Trumps of today, eh? Yeah, it's great, man. This is so dope. No, dude, fucking fantastic. I think that's really, really big news. I think it's going to reverberate around kind of the ad world and make sure, all the guys kind of in small agencies and even big agencies just kind of, stand up and give you guys your props. So I'm expecting then a big party of Heineken's sometime soon. Yeah? Talk to us.
We see those planning the party. So yeah, look out for that.
Okay. Shout out Pop. That's what's up, man.
Pop, yeah.
Once
shout
again,
out to
man.
The team back at the ranch. Shout out to the Odd Numbers, man. Shout out to everybody that's been with us over the past 18 months. We really appreciate the support and we're in it together.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out Odd Number, y'all. What's going on? Yeah. Hey, man, that's dope. Go drive to more contract conversations, my man. And hopefully we'll be seeing you. We'll be chatting to you guys on the show maybe next week or another time after that.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank we'll be expecting so invites in our inboxes. The Heineken right. Blow up.
In the mail.
The Odd Number, boy. All right. Thank you so much, boy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Grant.
Chop, brother.
Cheers.
Hola. And that's it. That was Gola Nosa on the line with us. Talking to us about a huge win for the Odd Number, beating out some agencies, some very, very well established agencies, but also just doing well, just really, really doing well. So shout out to those guys. The future looks bright for all of us, and it also looks like the future also has a lot of beers in store for us. I'm hoping somebody's listening to Drop of a Hamper. You know, there are people here in the office with me here, guys. Drop of a Hamper, the guys at Heineken, hope you're listening. You know, we appreciate the odd cold beer. You know, and it's also we're heading towards the part of the year that's relaxed. You know, no one minds when you go back to the office and you've had one beer. No, some people do mind. But you know what I mean? But you know, I'm just saying it's getting lax. So yeah, guys, fantastic. So hit me up then. Hit me up on Twitter at BLAXEM, at Blacksim, or at Cliff Central. Tell me how you feel about that. Tell me about the piece of information you just got from the G-Man. Thanks again to the G-Man Hawks out there for getting the scoops on this shit. Siamoloi, I hope you can breathe now, boy. Now that you have the information, now you can nap. But yeah, Hit me up. But yeah, let's get onto more pressing issues. Once again, let's go back to the vagina. You know, like I said earlier, you know, it's time to let's reflect on where we come from, the vagina. So I think so. Talk to us about how Kerry, tell us about what the process has been in developing this campaign, because you know it's obviously been a category where people have been very careful. And people have been tiptoeing, which is essentially the crux of your campaign. And so I stopped tiptoeing around this thing. And like, you know, I know recently there was that campaign that was done in the UK, I think, where it was the first time that kind of, you know, matters of the vagina were discussed and people were using real blood. You know what I mean?
That was our ad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Check this out, guys. Look at the people I got in the studio with me.
Woo woo!
Yeah,
the first time blood has ever been seen in a femcare category ad.
Yeah,
it's crazy. We didn't just start bleeding this year, guys.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
So I think that's very important, and this has obviously been a journey. Then it's a journey that you guys have held your client's hand throughout this entire journey from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. How did you guys get them to arrive at this brave place?
So it's been quite a fun and exciting journey to take with the Libres team.
Mm.
They came to us with a brief. You know, guys. Those briefs that don't say much.
That's right. Yeah. The briefs just say, we need to sell more.
We need to sell more. Exactly. So I know we all need like fabulous, you know, very tight briefs, but this was not one. What she said was, we have new.
sorry, I couldn't help it.
You can't help yourself,
okay? I couldn't find, but I'm learning. I get it. I'm going through the process.
It's okay. You're going to be a pro at the
Thank
end
you.
Of this.
Thank you. A pro is exactly what I'm looking to. sorry.
So she came to us, Denise came to us, the brand manager, and said, look, we need to sell panty liners.
Yeah.
And for panty liners are, for those of you that don't know, they're actually what you wear, when you don't have your period on.
Right.
So they are thin.
Yes.
And they go onto your panties and they usually protect your panties and they also then capture discharge and any resulting odor.
Right.
You're still doing well.
No, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
So that's what they did. And so we were like, oh gosh, how do we, you know, in South Africa, people don't actually use panty liners very much, or even though the category is growing.
Right.
So we had to educate people about using every day, like using a product every day.
That's
and
right.
So Jules and Annette came up with this idea to love your V-zone every day.
Okay.
So essentially that's where we started. And then we were thinking, gosh, we don't have a massive budget.
Right.
So we can't make an incredible TV ad.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that TV ads, you know, women are they cringe in front of them as well. I mean, again, it's a very conservative category, like you say.
I've cringed pretty much for women, and I'm like, look at this, like there's an ad about, you know, like, you know, you feel like everyone is using every word in the word they actually should be using.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's the great gratuitous shot of the bum in white pants.
Oh,
that's a great shot. And then
and
you're like, okay, white, clean white pants as opposed to?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, so I can understand.
You were saying it earlier, shots fired.
That's
I
right.
think we've really fired some shots into the category of white pants, blue liquid, dancing girls, people waking up all joyous on their period. That doesn't happen. What?
The period is a tough time for us.
You know, but it's just a normal, natural time. We don't
That's
have to
right.
make it seem like it's a song and dance,
completely.
You know, the whole time. So, right, so we wanted to do that. We wanted to do something with a challenger mindset, to take some risks. That did mean, you know, breaking some category conventions.
Yeah.
I was at the Apex Awards earlier in the year, and we had some guys. Most of the talks were about breaking the rules. That's what great work is all about, breaking the rules.
Completely.
And so we were like, you know what? Let's just go out there. We're not going to make a TV ad, which is what is expected.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about blue liquid and white pants. We're going to do something completely new. I mean, who's heard of a cool email campaign?
That's right.
You know
That's
what
right.
I'm saying? Yeah. So we're doing this amazing, incredible work over email. The content is incredible. And Jules, often I would go into her office and she'd be like, God, this world of content. You know, there's like, why do I have this animated character of a Bambi with sunglasses on? And like talking to the camera. And it's a completely new world for us as well.
Yeah.
It's really fun though. And I think it's you know what? You need a client who is willing to hear you out and to take some risks not ever seen, you know, in the category before.
That's exactly right. That's so big shout out to the Libres client.
Because
that's how you arrive at work like that, you know? You mentioned something really, really, really important to me, which is the idea of just essentially just breaking the mold.
Yeah.
You know? And it feels like something that is hard for a lot of agencies to come to terms with, because especially if a category has been doing stuff And people just kind of go, but it's been working. But has it really?
Right.
You know, you're like, it's been working up until now and everybody else is doing it, so might as well just keep doing the same thing. Then you're not actually going to actually make any big strides in that regard. So, I mean, to kind of almost take a step back to that question I asked you earlier, it's obviously like a big issue. And I know that it's an email campaign, so it obviously lives in a certain LSM, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys kind of envision taking this into those other areas and taking this very important information into other areas? Is there a plan to kind of do a vernac campaign? Is there a plan to, if you guys haven't thought about it before, you know my number.
You'll be a presenter alongside pop culture.
You know what I mean? but on the real though, is there any kind of intervention that of this nature that we think you guys are going to be doing in those spaces?
So the thinking at the moment is to take Vagina Varsity as it stands into the under-resourced schools, like I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the first term of next year. And the whole idea there is to get women's groups together. So we want to probably supply like it on CD or disc.
Beautiful.
Or somehow, I mean, one of the agency ideas was to have these, what are these called? Projectors.
Yes.
Yeah, so we could just supply each school.
You should see the motion she was making for projector.
Jazz hand thing.
The international sign for projector. Yeah.
So have projectors and then and give them to LO teachers. So to have like an LO teacher conference where we supply the teachers with the content.
That is great.
And also we want to then, the emailers, I'm not sure if you have you signed up, Grant?
I was doing a lot of reading.
Okay.
I am planning on signing up immediately after the show.
So you'll see when you sign up and get your first email that it's been designed in a really great way. So the emailers each have bonus content related to the show. So we'd like to obviously then print those out and supply those to the schools as well. So girls can have a look. It would be like a guide.
That's really, really dope.
That we take in, which is really fun. So we haven't thought of a NACAS yet, although we do have... God, I can't think of the words now. Subtitles.
Yes, we do have
plans to do subtitles also.
Fantastic.
So
that's
which is quite cool. And we've also started thinking about how to take it into Stokvels. So we've been thinking about where women congregate.
Yeah.
And so essentially that's schools, it's churches, it's Stokvels, it's book clubs. You know, so we need women to share in their own groups, but also we want to actively get into those groups as well.
Okay, that's dope. I mean, when it starts going to talk to guys in their meetings, groups and whatever, I've got chairs I can hand over to you.
Amazing.
You know, yeah.
We already have a name actually that we've been throwing around.
Oh, is it?
We've got a guy who was like, oh, you're going to do Cock College next. We're like,
Cock College. Beautiful. that's going to be his other gig from now on. He can ride with you guys and go explain this stuff to guys. But guys, I think that it's a very, very important conversation that you guys are having. And I think it really is. It for me, what I love most about it is the fact that we've gone into a place where, you know, you guys didn't walk in here and say you had a digital campaign. You walked in here and you said you had a campaign. And it's that beautiful conversation that people keep having that it might live on an email. But it's how important it is that it's about the bigger conversation and the other ways that it can reach people. And I'm excited for the fact that you guys are coming up with changing it by a degree or two to have the same conversation. So I'm really, really excited for you guys, and I'm excited about this campaign, about learning more about the vagina, and that it's going to have the reach that I'm hoping it will. So shout out Network BBDO.
Woo!
To everybody back at the ranch. At Network, I think that you guys are doing some great stuff, and I think that it's also going to be very important who your contributors are going to be for this content as well, so that you can actually, I think, get into some of those insights that are gonna come straight from, you know, the guys at the rural. In the rural schools and all that, because I think that's just going to make the campaign that much better. So well done. So I want to know where can people reach you? What's your Twitter handle? Anything that where people can reach you if there are people who think they can contribute to this campaign? I'm sure that's how it's all become now. The whole ideas thing has become democratized, you know. So I think if people think
it's called co-creation.
Co-creation, not procreation. in fact, a bit of both. You're right. But I think that let's see what's your email address? What's your Twitter handle? Let people say what's up to you.
So you have to, I'm going to say it again, sign up first of all at vaginavarsity.co.za.
Yeah.
Name and email, and it's free, and go for it. Then join or follow the conversation online with hashtag vaginavarsity.
Yeah.
And then our Twitter handle is at Libres. So LibreSse.
Yeah, you got that. Okay. Libre.
Underscore SA.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, we're just at LibreSSA. Check us out. We're talking about vagina varsity all the time.
Yeah.
Also follow Pop Culture. So
that's
they're
what's
on
up.
Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. They hopefully they're going to win some awards this week. They've also been nominated as part of the YouTube Influential Bloggers Awards.
Oh, dope. So, shout out Pop Culture.
Yeah, we love them. So we're wishing them some luck. Yeah, and follow the conversation online. And then if you've got any questions, you feel free to email us at questions@vaginavarsity.co.za. So I check that every single day, every hour.
Dope.
We've already had some people saying, come to my school, do this, get involved. So send us all your questions. And if you have any questions related to your body, which we haven't covered.
Call Cheese.
No, don't call him.
Yeah.
Call us. But we love your enthusiasm. but send us any questions you have that we might not have answered in our episodes to the questions at vaginavarsity.co.za. And we send those on to Avery Spilker. We'll be doing a bonus episode right at the end where she answers all of those questions.
That's insane.
Isn't
that's
it?
So much work, guys. Well done. You guys have done a whole bunch. Yeah. Yeah,
Julissa's looking at me going,
you don't know how much work it's
exactly.
in.
Exactly. All hands on deck.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
No, beautiful. Thanks so much, guys. You guys arrived here and you said, it's going to be an entire hour. And I told you how quickly it flies
by.
It's gone. It's gone. The hour's gone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I think we've had, you know, definitely a very different show to what we've had up until now, but I think a completely necessary show. I think it's been educational for everyone, and I'm hoping everyone out there is. I mean, we got a few comments already. They're like people going, "Wow, you know, so much information all at once."
Take a breath.
Yeah, exactly. And I just got a tweet from Pella Mamabulo. He says, "Eblexum loving the vagina. What a sweet." I'm not sure whether it's about the show or just
I'm not sure what that is. Sign to Vagina Varsity anyway.
Yeah, just sign up. Bella, just sign up, please. And it says the study of cocology. Yes. So I think he approves that as well. So thank you once again, guys, for coming out to the show. Without harping on about the obvious, you guys should know that you're the very first white females on the show ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean it's not a big achievement, but you know what I mean. I think that I'll take any milestone, really.
No, but we can say to you that you are one of the very few men who have interviewed us.
Yeah,
so we love it. We've got a black man interviewing us about Vagina Varsity. Love it,
guys. You know,
giving voice.
Like I said, I'll take any milestone. So thanks so much once again, guys. It's your man, G-Man, the Ad-Man, and the hour's almost done. So you know what? You get the podcast, download it, play it for your mom. Because we didn't swear too much. We spoke about vagina, but we didn't swear too much. So get it for your mom. Play it for your mom and tell him everything that you loved about the show. Get the podcast at cliffcentral.com. And remember, podcasts work that way. Like, you don't necessarily have to have listened to it now, but you can get into your car while you're driving to your next meeting. You can listen to a podcast at night when you don't feel like watching Generations, because that's what black people all do. You don't want to watch Generations. You want to be a different black. Listen to a podcast. When the client meeting is not going that well and you feel like the client service lady is about to get it, but you don't want to hear it, listen to the podcast. You know what I mean? But go out there, check us out, and listen to some of our previous podcasts as well. It's G-Man, the Ad-Man at cliffcentral.com. And we're gonna be back next week with some more amazing stuff. I feel like I have to ask you guys to take care of your vaginas. I've always wanted to say that. I wanted to say, like, as a sign off to your show, just say, and remember, take care of your vagina. You know, so remember,
and take care of your
vagina.
How.
Exactly. Take care of your vagina. If you can't take your vagina, take care of others next to you. It's your man, G-Man, the Ad Man. And like I say all the time, if this show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Cheers. Out.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agents. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the Ad Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.